There are some unacknowledged wonders of the world. You are about to witness the eighth.
Your attention, everyone.
All this is regrettable, but there's no cause for alarm.
That's right. Back with the Regrettable Podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Massey. Of course, with me, both excellent co-hosts, the legendary Jay Lindley. How are you, sir?
What's up, homie?
And of course, my brother, Patrick Massey. That's what they used to call him. And,
yep. Most regrettable.
I feel like I can hear it through my head. I don't know if it's some kind of respiratory thing going on. Like, I make noise when I breathe now.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Every night that I've gone to bed, it's just been...
Yeah. Yeah, don't make Tyler laugh, all right?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
It's been that for a while. Stop making me laugh.
Yeah. I think what I did this morning or yesterday, or maybe it was last night or something. I don't know. I thought you were going to die for a second.
Yeah,
He either thought that was funny or just absolutely disgusting.
Yeah. It's a spat.
Right.
Last week on the show when I was just like, ugh, that was like Wednesday. That was the worst day of it all. And Patrick, I come and I'm like, all right, we're back. And I think I coughed and burped accidentally at the same time.
Yeah.
And he's like, you boorish cur. And that made me laugh.
What is that?
a really just brutish dog.
Oh, yeah.
Just an obnoxious, horrible being that you don't want to be around.
A currish boar.
That works too. Yeah.
A curried boar. Now that sounds delicious.
Ooh. Curried boar.
Curry board.
I'm curried. That's like a new charcuterie.
I was going to say, is that like board? Charcuterie?
Charcuterie.
Yeah. Then bored curry.
Yeah, yeah.
He ran for president a few years back.
Bored curry. Yeah, that's right.
Or just boring curry, I guess.
Yeah. Is this it? This is the thing?
Yeah, I mean, this is all you got. This is all we're going to do, folks. See you later.
Dude.
It's my prep top right here?
Yeah. By the way, check that out. That is my Christmas present from the beautiful wifey.
Is that Chrome OS?
That's the new Chrome, baby.
See, I got to try that.
Yeah.
I need to do that.
See, you talked about possibly you're running some things off of a good laptop.
Mm-hmm.
This is brand spanking. It ain't the top of the line, but it's a higher end one.
Yep.
The wife got it for super cheap on like Black Friday or something like that.
Screen.
Yeah, I think so. You can flip it over.
Ooh, fancy. Oh, it is. Oh, you just bought a bunch of things.
Yeah. Sorry about that. And they're going to my address. Yeah. What a coincidence.
Yeah. But we're here, man. It's the Regrettable Podcast back after a week off.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Right.
Week off.
I just kind of forgot about it. Yeah. I mean, it was like Monday. I was just like, wait. The Regrettable Podcast.
Exactly.
The Regrettable Podcast operates like British television. In British television, it'll be like, the next episode is, like August 4th or something. It'll be like April. It's like, oh, okay. Like, they don't do seasons. It doesn't work like that. It'll just be like,
when they feel like it.
When we feel like it, three weeks and a half from now, randomly at 8 p.m., you'll see us again.
Do they actually promo it at all? Or
No. You just got to be there. You better be there. You better just tune in. Get the TV guide.
Before TiVo, that was horrible.
Excuse me. British television. I'm glad that's what we're emulating.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. It's the watershed hour. That's what they call that. After 9, they're like, your kids are asleep. Here's some tits.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The watershed hour. That's cool.
It's cool, man.
That is cool.
Yeah. We got to do that. You're like, come on. They just assume your kids are in bed.
That's awesome.
Maybe it's different now that everybody has,
They assume parents put their kids to bed at that point.
Yeah.
You know? Like whereas American kids is like at 10 p.m. it's like, do you know where your kids are?
Yeah.
The news came on. Seriously, I would ask that.
He expresses himself by staying up till 11 every night, watching TV and playing video games.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, man. But we're in the we're in KKBI studios right now.
What?
Yeah. We're in Jay's own business.
The first time.
Yeah.
It is.
Yes. But I still call Jay like he ain't no business. Like, I'm just like, hey, I know you left 6 months ago, but I'm just going to treat you like you still are invested.
Yeah, can I borrow 20 bucks, man?
Yeah.
I am nobody.
You're nobody?
To you guys, I am nobody. I'm everybody. I'm anybody.
10 episodes ago, you said you were too big for this. You were getting too big for this podcast.
Yeah. I forgot I said that. Dang
it. Yeah. Officially made it.
Yeah. No, I don't even know why I'm here.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, this is exciting to see here, man. This is you and your element. I know this is a dream come true for you. Glad to be doing this right here.
Yeah. Look above your head there for a second because these are new.
Brand new shirts.
Brand spanking new giveaway shirts there.
Nice.
With
pre-stained.
How do I become a bestie, Jay? I know how to become a bestie. I know. I just, you know what? I don't.
Did you tune in? No, you're good. You're not bugging me.
Becoming a bestie.
No, you're good.
Yeah.
We got 106 of them, Mark.
Yeah. What's that?
The J Junior squad.
Yeah, J Juniors.
That's funny.
Can I tell you?
What were they over there in DeQueen? What did they call them? Protégés.
Oh, yeah, Protégés.
My Protégés.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
So I got a lot of those now.
No, whenever I watch Jay's show, I just get like, you know what? I just don't include the audience in on anything. Like, I don't want to be your friend.
Your audience That's loves hilarious. You, man.
Yeah,
yeah,
they do.
I see. That's funny. Dude, you get so much involvement and interaction on there.
Yeah.
It's funny you said it because he told me that the other day. And I talked about it. You know, I was like, man, my friend who also does live, you know, stuff, he was talking about how much interaction we get versus they get, you know, and they've been doing it longer. And so I felt very good about that. And I think I got like 2 likes on that.
Nice.
I got like 6 comments.
Oh.
And only 42 views.
Yeah.
Overall.
Yeah.
So I'm like bragging. Yeah. Thanks, everybody. Because everyone before that was like 300 views.
Yeah.
You know, 60 comments.
Yeah.
22 likes. You know.
Yeah. For us, it's we'll have 8 viewers. And then we'll start talking about trans stuff, and I'll look over, it'll be 1 viewer. And it's my sister who's monitoring it on her laptop.
Yeah, what is that? Are we too offensive for,
I guess,
for Southwest
I don't
Arkansas
know.
Residents,
I, don't know.
I guess?
That's the thing, man. People are like, you know, y'all shouldn't be talking about that. Why are you listening? You're definitely listening to the whole thing.
Right? You're not, you know, that's the problem. You're not too, it's, they don't want to hear about the fact that that is a discussion
thing.
Now.
Yeah.
It's not that, because you go both ways with, I'm sure you talk smack about it. You know what, you allow for it as well in the sense.
Yeah.
It's the allowing for it around here that causes them to stop
talking. I think it's American. I think it's the most American thing you can do is be like, I don't care if you what you call yourself,
and
this is stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and pile your eggs on top of your biscuits and gravy on top of your, you know, no.
I don't even.
That's America.
That is America.
But you know,
that's Oscar syndrome, right? I mean, it's burying your head to things that you don't want to know anything about.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
Easier just pretend like some things don't exist.
Yeah,
like science. You know, that's a big one around here.
That's a great point. We were talking about today. We were talking about getting your vaccines and stuff like that or whatever. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. I don't remember what it was. What was I talking about specifically in that moment? I don't remember now, but we were talking about science. Oh, well, you have to cut that out because I completely forgot what I was talking about.
No, it stays in.
Okay.
Trailed off thought.
But I still have no clue what I was talking about.
My favorite thing about science now is bringing it up to Jay Lindley, or like, not science, but like aliens. Jay hates aliens. I love that. Like, you bring it up and he's just like, shut up.
Everybody should. They've been probing folks, abducting their cattle and stuff. I mean, they ain't doing nothing good.
You acted like there's good aliens.
Yeah.
You should. If you were a true president, you would denounce all aliens in this
bad
moment.
Bad hombres. They're bad hombres, man.
Do not support
there's
the
some
aliens.
Good aliens.
Yeah.
There's some good. There's some good people there.
Yeah. But you always bring it up like, or I'll bring it up. I'll be like, oh, yeah, they say aliens are real or whatever. And you're just like, I love that. I love somebody who just hates the idea of aliens. Not the idea like scared, you know.
Yeah. I'm definitely in that camp, man. I'm terrified of them.
Right.
Like, I don't want to see one.
Yeah.
Jason, I would definitely.
Why are you bringing this up?
No. I love it because I would totally probe an alien if I found one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I would love to be in a situation to probe an alien.
Exactly.
I'm afraid it's going to be vice versa. Though.
I mean, he's going to have to tap me. Before
yeah,
you.
Yeah. I'm thinking.
Now,
like,
I'm sure the tractor beam will keep me from being able to use my limbs. So
I want to treat an alien like Deliverance. I want to bring him out in the woods and play a banjo for him.
That's some real pretty mouths you got there.
Exactly.
Boy.
Yeah.
Can you see me with all those eyes?
Yeah. Yeah.
Make you squeal like some kind of swine-like animal from your planet.
Yeah. Space pig.
Yeah. Let me be very clear, though, when it comes to aliens, I don't think there's absolutely no chance there's a possibility of them.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? I think there's possibility.
Sure. I brought up to you. Oh, no.
I was just thinking that we would have figured that out, like cold, hard proof evidence that you know, that regular Joe Blow come up with.
Yeah.
not just like the government has in behind some massive walls.
Yeah. You're not the Roswell. Like they have the spaceship and the guy and they're keeping him alive.
They got stuff there.
The government can barely lay down a highway correctly, let alone like cover up the existence of extraterrestrial.
Maybe that's the cover up.
Maybe.
How
Good point. Yeah. See?
The best way to hide the truth is pile a bunch of lies on top of it.
Look here. We're paying $250,000 on a toilet seat.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Still don't buy it.
Yeah, no?
They can at least still make a good highway. All
Exactly.
But I remember one time on the show, you were like, I don't know, dailies is a, I was like, I think there's aliens, but I think it'll be like a bacterium or whatever on like, you know, a space rock that we find a little squiggly thing. And you're like, come on, that's not an alien. That's just, you know,
that's
I was
a
like,
bacteria,
well,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
If but it ain't probing, like, it ain't an alien.
Yeah, exactly. It ain't got pants on.
Yeah.
It's not an alien.
Now, right? the whole argument of life on another planet was like water. If there's possibility of like frozen H2O somewhere, because that's like the building block of life, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So wherever you find water, you always find like some aliens. Microscopic something, right?
Yeah.
But to this point, all of the water that we found frozen didn't have the only molecule needed for microscopic stuff to grow there or whatever. I don't remember what it was.
Just boring old water.
Yeah, boring old half of 2O or something, you know.
There may be water on Mars. It's just underneath the, ugh.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Well, we figured that out in Total Recall. And I love that movie.
And if it's not a little green guy, not interested.
Exactly.
Really.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
But the thing is,
with a laser gun, a saucer, a flying saucer.
Now,
I want to see something good.
Did y'all recently see the headline where there's a reason some of the scientific community believe there's a reason why we haven't found, you know, alien life, and that's because they probably killed themselves off already.
Oh.
Did y'all see that? They say they believe anything really advanced beyond us has probably killed itself off, and that's why we are not finding
it. So it's Halo. It's basically it played a lot of Halo.
When you think about like the age of the universe, you know, it's supposed to be really, really old, 13.7 billion years, you know, give or take 10,000 years, a civilization could easily be wiped out in that, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, the distances involved and stuff. And if you believe Einstein at all, like you can't go faster than the speed of light. So even getting to the closest star to us would take you a couple of years to get there going that fast. And, you know, I don't know. I totally believe there's some aliens out there, but like them doing the, you know, coming down here and messing around with people, I just can't buy it.
They're either so advanced they don't care what we're doing. They're like, oh, look at those amoeba.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Or they're not going to, they can't, they're in so many solar systems away, they are having the same problem we are. They can telescope us, but they can't get here.
Yeah. And then the people that think it's like, they can't wait for aliens to come, as if aliens are just going to be nice.
Right.
Like
Independence Day proved that wrong.
Exactly. If an alien can come to us, do you think they're just going to be like, you know, what's up, guys?
Yeah.
You know,
I want to be cool and hang with you guys.
Yeah. See, I think that for me, though, it's a little bit like, man, we need some global unity. I'm not talking maybe like not a global government, but we need like nations need to be getting
globalist
a little bit.
I know, right?
And I think the best thing to make that happen would be like an alien invasion. You know, if the aliens invaded like Independence Day and we just when we thought they were going to beat us, we like fight them back. We fight them
off.
Come
together.
We come together. Yeah. But we know that like maybe 10, 20, 30 years from now, another few generations, they might be back. So we got to keep united, you know.
That's a good point.
It's like the Greeks, you know, they would always fighting with each other. Then the Persians would come in. They would unite, be best friends till the Persians were gone. But as long as they knew the Persians were going to come back soon enough, they'd stay friends.
Right. But then like, you know, Xerxes would... He was like, you know, he would get one of them to come over to their side or something.
And then rape him.
And then,
and then that was like, a whole...
yeah, because that's what I think what would happen.
Was that in the deleted scenes of 300?
Yeah.
I missed that one.
Yeah. It was Xerxes fantasizing about raping Leonidas.
Exactly.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
But I think, like, Putin would, like, try and work with the aliens.
Yeah, probably. I wouldn't put it past him.
Yeah. Mm. He'd be like, listen, okay.
Or the Ukrainians at this point.
Oh, yeah, true enough.
Mm,
but then we kind of might be, no, Ukraine doesn't give a hell about us.
But yeah, what you mentioned about like maybe another alien civilization have been wiped out. There's a formula, an equation, Drake's equation, I think is what it's called. And the guy, like, it's pretty wild. There's no real good math behind it.
It was fun
anything.
To read, though.
It's fun to read, yeah, where he's just like, well, this is how many, on average, how many planets are in a solar system. This is how many solar systems are out. This is how many solar systems are in a galaxy, galaxies in the universe, blah, 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 blah. And this is how many would have made it to some kind of sentient status, right. And then how many of them would have developed advanced technology, and then how many of them would have developed the nuclear bomb?
Just a numbers thing.
Yep. Yeah, and even if you do the math, like Heath shows, it would still lead you to believe there's billions of alien civilizations out there. But I mean, we're talking at that point so spread out they would never bump into one another.
I think their idea is if they find even a bacterium or something, or a little amoeba or something on another planet, they're like, well, the universe is endless, so that means that life on other planets is possible, therefore somewhere out there...
There's got to be
an alien.
We got to talk about... This is too much like Joe Rogan's podcast right now.
Is it?
I swear we're copying it.
All right, we'll go on to bears.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll start talking about bears.
We're going to have that... No. What's that ancient aliens guy with the crazy hair?
I've been taking this new brain substance, guys. I got to tell you about it.
Yeah. Alpha brain. Yeah, it's great.
No, it's omega brain.
I brought a little ivermectin for everybody if they're interested.
Yeah? Mm. An ivermectin?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, I've been feeling like it.
Yeah. Well, man, it's dad life. I'm leaning in hard, man. I have no prep.
So, tell us about it.
Oh.
No, that's your prep. Life is prep.
I've
taught you guys this.
Yeah.
Not like I needed to teach you anything, but...
You were running out of things to say, so you had a baby.
Yeah, exactly. If life is prep, get ready for no more prep, because I have no... I don't feel like I have a life anymore. No, it's all about this kid, you know, and I don't know. He spit up on me last night a bunch.
A bunch.
Like, didn't care, did you?
You didn't learn to dodge
exactly.
it?
No.
Not yet.
It was in my bed, too, so it just pooled up in my bed.
And... I'd say, well, it pukes on you once, shame on him. Yeah. You know, twice, shame on you.
Yeah, absolutely. He's a terror. It's getting really hard. I keep calling him a little asshole. And he's just inconsiderate. Inconsiderate of my life.
That's a great way to describe a baby.
Absolutely.
Inconsiderate. Yeah, inconsiderate. Does not,
ungrateful.
Consider my, an ingrate.
Yeah.
Absolutely. No, I've been calling my kids that for years.
Yeah.
For sure.
It never got better, did it?
One of them's 18, still lives with me. One of them's 22, and she still gets her phone bill paid, so no.
Ooh.
Dang.
But no, I prefer that. I prefer go ahead. I'm one day she will marry off and have a wonderful family, and I will not have to pay that bill. Exactly. Yeah. So
will you get in?
I'm not going to pay rent.
Yeah. It could be a lot.
It could be a lot.
No bail.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the main. I just don't want Miles to kill a bunch of people. That's like my main goal.
Or anybody, right? Unless it's self-defense.
One
or something.
Or here, there.
Exactly.
One,
exactly.
Not Dahmer style.
Because you get 50 Cent credit if you kill somebody in self-defense.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
You get shot. You got shot three times.
If he strangles a hooker in a hotel room,
eventually
motel.
You can become Iron Man.
Yeah, that's true. If he strangles one in a hotel room, that's where I'll be like, that was dumb. Motel, sure. They find dead hookers in those all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No inward facing doors.
You just clean it up, clean her up, and throw her away.
Got a separate dumpster for that?
Yeah.
Housekeeping.
Yeah. Oh, somebody must be dead in there.
Don't.
Yeah, but it's been cool, man. I mean, like, you know, baby life is just nothing. This is nothing right now. Serious, super
not
serious.
Getting a whole
baby.
Lot from the baby.
No.
That's what I really realized.
Yeah, I'm like, tell me about your day. This is nothing.
Yeah.
Eh.
You know, I was a little, I was a little worried that I would fall into that groove and feel really bad about it. Mm-hmm. And I had a friend who told me before we had a baby. He's like, hey, I just want to let you know. You know, you might struggle to have a connection, a bond with that baby for a little while. You know, he's like,
that's
I just want to say I didn't feel a connection with my baby until about 6 months old.
Hmm.
You know, when the baby she started, you know, smiling at him, looking at him, holding his hand, doing different things,
right.
You know. And ever since then, I mean, they're like best friends. He told me the other day that she'll push mama out of the way to get to him, you know.
Yeah.
And I see that with Mariah. It's been those first few months were real rough. It was all, you know, it was all just basic survival for the baby.
Yeah.
But like now she's, you know, she just turned nine or 10 months old. And, I mean, she's like turning into a little person, and man, that's, like, I can't wait to be done with this so I can go see
you
her.
You can see that little kind of personality.
See that forming a personality. Yes. Yeah. And let's say you get over this hump, man, you never even look back.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll,
yeah.
You'll get that amnesia.
Yep.
And you'll want another one.
And it's all crammed into one thing right now because I've had no time.
Yeah.
It was all bland. Like, there's so a baby. This is everything I know so far. So it's not like a hump I'm trying to I'm like at the base of the hill right now walking up.
You're kind of like it's like a sci-fi movie where
I was going to say,
the girl's like pregnant and then gives birth the next day.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You're like, "Whoa, hey, that ain't
so
right."
So you're trying to tell us something with this whole alien talk now? Yeah,
Jesus is an alien.
He said,
and he's me.
I think I may be a father one day, and then the next day he's like, "I'm a father."
Yeah,
it's 3 months. No, I'm just
that's positive thinking for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Reading a lot of Tony Robbins lately. Yeah,
he's great stuff.
Yeah, it's just I don't know. I don't know what to even say about it at this point. I'm just so cashed.
You got dad brain.
Yeah, I got dad brain. I'm a mush.
Dude, I leaned into that hard. I think several of those podcasts.
You still claim it.
Yeah, it doesn't work so much anymore. I got called out like at the 6 month mark. They were like, "How old's your baby?" And I was like, 6 months. And they're like, "You can't keep saying dad brain.
You ain't got no dad brain yet."
Yeah.
It's like COVID brain. It's very much like COVID.
Yeah. Long dad brain.
Yeah. It's, you know, I keep trying different things. I'll try and like sing to him. And he's just looking at me like, "Ugh. Shut up!" Like that's mainly his face.
Taylor Swift again?
Yeah. It's like, what, you don't want any Rebecca Black?
Was it Friday though?
Yeah, yeah. It was not.
Yeah,
and he's 8 weeks old yesterday. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. So
that's totally a dad to know that though, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
A new dad.
Yesterday about 12:46.
Exactly.
He's got this face on him constantly. He just does not smile. He's just zoned in. So you try. It's like when you, try and act goofy, make your friend laugh or somebody looks at you like you're stupid, and you're just like, "Oh, fine, whatever."
He smiled at me. Did when he? I saw him?
Oh.
Absolutely. He gave me that little half smile. He's like, "Yeah, I know this. I know this newbie's got me, but I know you're a vet."
Just felt comfortable.
He's like, let his guard down a little bit.
Exactly. Yeah. He's like, somebody knows something about it. I'm kidding.
I like put him in the crib. It's like a little mobile. It's a mobile.
Yeah.
Everybody around here calls them mobiles. I think it's a mobile.
Yeah, I mean, they were created in Alabama, right?
Yeah,
not mobile.
Exactly.
Yeah. Definitely not Alabama.
Yeah. mobile. Yeah, oh, my gosh. Yeah.
We are in the South.
Yeah. Stupid English language.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you crank it, right? And it goes, it spins around. It's got the little cat in the hats on there. And he hates that, too. Like, he just looks at it, and he's just like, I really feel like he's my kid, like, more than anything. I believe his first words are going to be, "Leave me alone."
So you guys are connecting.
Yeah.
Apparently.
For sure.
Yeah.
Like sometimes I feel like, he wants that interaction. Sometimes I feel like he's very content with just being left alone, which is an odd place for a baby to be.
But that is literally Tyler, though.
Yeah.
Right? I mean.
Yeah. I want interaction when I want it.
Exactly.
All right. And I've been leaning into a very selfish mindset.
Okay.
Really hard. I'm loving it.
That's why it was so funny to me that I think you got someone with a kid walking in.
Well, we can keep talking, because I think she's still available.
Uh-oh.
But if not, then don't even pay attention.
I waved at him.
You done made it happen.
Oh, yeah. No, okay.
All right, we got
you. Got your underling.
I got the other underling on it.
But it cracked me up when a friend of mine moved into Tyler's neighborhood, and he told me, he's like, "It's gonna be great. I can, like, get to hang out with your brother and stuff." And I'm like, good luck with that. Don't matter if you could live in the same room if it's at his house. You ain't gonna see that. Yeah,
maybe last year.
Yeah. And it's just been like leading into this. I'm definitely just thinking about, not even about me, just about the kid. But then it's also like, I don't know, I've just felt more confident and more like I really don't care about the things that aren't mattering right now. Big advice from Jay Lynn.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah.
I'm glad
you just shed it.
Exactly.
Like that. Like,
you got to, man. You got to let it's like, it ain't about you no more.
Exactly.
You know, it's
good point.
I mean, at this point, it's so critical. There's so much that can go wrong.
Mm-hmm. And I'm glad
you got to work hard to make things go right.
And I'm glad to hear you saying that, too, because, I mean, a very selfish dude would be like, "This ain't nothing different."
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I got two, but I am being like, I just don't care right now. I'm no longer feigning interest in anything that I don't want to. Like, I haven't done a thing that I didn't want to do in the past 2 weeks. And like, so like, they put up the bell ringing for the volunteer for bell ringing. Mm-hmm. And I walk by and they're like, so when are you signing? I'm like, not, I don't want to.
I got a kid.
Yeah. I got a kid. I was like, I got freshborn. And then, freshborn.
Freshborn.
He's freshborn.
Yeah. A freshie.
He's a freshie. You got a freshborn.
Yeah, I got a freshborn. He's a freshie. He's a Bambi.
He's a white belt.
Yeah.
I love
it. There was, at work, they, you know, they lay out all the bonus checks, right?
Of course.
And everybody's standing there looking like,
who's going to get there first?
As soon as I saw there was bonus checks, I watched snatch that. Like, no guilt, no nothing. I was like, I need this. I'm going to go deposit it right now.
It's going to the formula.
Yeah, formula. Like, unabashed, not caring, you know?
One test is that I watched some Seinfeld recently, and I was like, I don't like Jerry. He's a boy. He's a little boy.
Of course,
Seinfeld is a little boy.
Yeah.
And, you know, whereas I think before a kid, I'd be like, I'd love to be Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah.
And I'd love to be rich, Jerry Seinfeld. Yeah,
But think about it. And what we're hearing Tyler say right now is what we have been experiencing a little bit. Mm. This, the fact that quote unquote daddom or fatherhood is actually cool.
Dude.
Because you're like, I don't give a fuck.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Really don't care.
Yeah.
And I just love that. Like and all I think about is like, dude, kids can't wait. I can't wait till he's older, obviously.
Obviously.
But, you know, right now it's like, I'm like, you know, protecting an infant from like predators.
Not literal. Doing that. You're literally
doing
actually.
That. Yeah. So,
you got those cats in your house.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
He's still small enough. He could be like prey to them.
They would suck his soul in a heartbeat.
Yeah. I saw one of the cats go up and they sniffed his head, and I saw in the feline brain, like, I should take the opportunity and eat this right
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
Definitely should eat this thing. That's his saber-toothed tiger brain is like, these used to be really good, you know?
You think I'm sniffing the milk off of his breath.
And, and then one of them is all about the pacifiers.
Oh, really?
Can't get him away, the deaf one. The deaf cat is just like the pacifier thief. And then he chews a hole in it, and then you can't use it because now they're just like sucking and gulping in the air.
And they got a bad tummy and whole nine.
Yeah. Put it down for a second. He's just cracked out looking for the pacifier.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And
they can't hear us, can they?
No, I don't. Well,
one of them keeps looking in here with a face that I just want to smack off.
I'm leaning into it. And
that one right there.
There's certain things like...
Stop looking at you like that.
I know. My mom listens to this and that. Maybe she can hear my thoughts on this. Yeah, sup, Ma? She came down, which is great. I'm always happy to see. But at this current moment, like, again, you just shed, you know, not even even things that matter.
Good point. You all of a sudden, I mean? Mom not as much on the pedestal when she gets here as she used to be. That makes sense.
And I know she's here. She wants to help and this and that. But I'm like, dude, I had, again, if I had stayed with a pregnant wife for 9 months and then the birth, just like, you know, what you did, Patrick, I'm sure I'd be loved. But at this current moment, it was just like baby house, like in the, and it's a whirlwind.
Oh, I agree.
And I'm just like, I'm not stressing.
But it happened exactly like Tyler Massey fatherhood would happen, in my opinion.
It's pretty characteristic.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, here you go, bruh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, you're having the kid. Now I'm down. I was there when he told mom, and she's like, so when's who's having the baby, or someone's having a baby? So I'm like, nope, the baby's been had already.
Yeah, the baby's been had.
Yeah. Turn that into a past participle right there.
Yeah. And this is going to sound like cringy, like, oh, you know, you guys just have no idea what it means. Like, I'm not trying to do that thing. But the one thing, the best thing that I've experienced so far is I'm a neurotic, crazy person, right?
Yeah.
But not really that much for the past couple weeks. The one thing I would always do all day is I'd get home from work and I'd try and sort out all my things, right? But then I'd just be sitting there, whether I was going to play a video game or watch a show. And in my mind, I'm just neurotic, just going like, what should I be doing? What have I not done today? What am I like worried about or this and that? And I'll have a brief moment of that. I'll be like, well, what are you? And then I realize I'm holding the baby. I'm like, there's not another thing.
This is where it's at.
This is exactly where I need to be, you know? And it's just been this.
Well, I'm proud for you on that.
Yeah.
Because that's fatherhood.
Yeah.
That's a level of, you don't know if you're going to get that mm-hmm. when somebody says, hey, I have your baby.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you said, we both had the opportunity to build up to that even. Yeah. You know,
I wish I was
9 months
but...
of pregnancy
yeah.
is a long time to mm-hmm. be preparing for something.
Yeah, yeah.
So the day he found out he was a father, he was changing diapers.
Yeah. Literally. Exactly.
And it was.
And he took it on, boom, just yeah, like, just I got to like say.
That. Dude, I'm like. It's the main thing is I'm not going to run from nothing. You know, it's like I've faced the consequences. I didn't do this the right way. Big whoop. I'm a man. Just take care of it. And like, I don't even feel like I have to make up for anything. I'm
right.
Just like,
and I wouldn't give yourself a hard time first yeah. versus didn't do it the right way.
Yeah, yeah.
Because quote, I think unquote. You did it as right as you could in the circumstance exactly. given to you.
Exactly.
Man, no doubt about yeah. that for sure.
You'd have been like, nah, it ain't mine. Still, even
yeah,
though
science,
fuck you could Fauci. Be lingering. It ain't mine.
Yeah.
Sorry. You cut that up. Yeah.
No, that's great. No, you could be malingering severely.
Yeah. Yes.
And man, you were like, you took it and you rolled with it, man. That's being a man.
Yeah.
Like you like to joke about not being a man. Well, if you weren't, you became one that day.
Yeah, exactly. Just grew up.
A good man.
Yeah.
I just leveled up.
He transformed up in that biatch.
Yeah, yeah.
He was all of a sudden.
Yeah. I took all my lonely points and transitioned them to, you know, father points.
Yeah. Yeah. I know I've talked about it a couple of times. I was talking about it last night, but I mean, it really struck me. We did like a brother camping trip not too long ago, you know, just after you found out that this might be happening. I was like, man, maybe me and you should just go out there. Let's just camp, talk, you know, sure. And you told me like the worst thing that could happen is you realize that it's not your baby.
It's not
you
know? Mine.
That was huge.
Like I had conflicting things. Like one part
that
of my brain, yeah. One part of my brain was like, the scariest thing that'll happen is I love it, him, you know?
Right. At the time, it was it, though.
It was
that
it.
Was
totally
the honest.
Yeah
yeah,
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 yeah, yeah. Just the creature thing.
Right.
Yeah.
This thing that all of a sudden came upon you.
Yeah. For sure. And then after a bit, it was like, well, what if I don't? And my reasoning, my thing was, you know, because we talked about it, let's not get too excited in case he isn't.
Good point.
I find out that he isn't mine. I could deal with disappointment easier than I can deal with. I don't know excitement. I don't know about hope that much, you know? So it was kind of fun leaning into like, all right, well, you know, so he is mine. Let's figure that out.
Found you some hope all
found
of a sudden.
Found a little bit of hope.
Not too bad.
Yeah.
That hope thing.
That's not the worst thing in the world. And then you, because I have control over this hope. I decide the destiny for this child, you know? In the past, I put hope into places where it's like, you know, hope is that thing. There's a distance between you and the goal or it, right? I hope it works out because I have no control over, you know, it's usually a relationship. Let's say
good
a relationship.
Point. Yep.
You want to pour all your hope into something and then they just, you know, something messes up. They bang your best friend or they, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah, that's very specific, but okay.
Turns out you didn't win the lottery that night.
No, I didn't. All these things that you have no control of, it's like, you know, I did hope because I didn't have control of it, and it turned into something else after I found out, right?
Right.
I had no idea how I was going to react. I had no idea. But it's, yeah, obviously profound and all the it's
still disgusts him a little bit, obviously.
Oh,
no,
definitely.
I'm just kidding.
No, it's just like, I don't know. It's the little things, obviously, every day. I can't wait to, like, spend time, real time. Not I'm watching over a thing right
yeah.
now. I can't wait to spend real time.
And I'm so happy for you about that because, going back to what we were talking about, right before you found out you had a child, it was all about you. And not and don't take this the wrong way, but in every sense of the word, I think we were all that way.
Sure.
It was about us.
Yeah.
Life literally was about us. And in that moment, you had the choice. Is it still about me?
Yeah.
Or is it about another? It's something else.
Yeah,
now.
Right.
And you made that transition without a flinch.
Yeah.
You kind of made a good friend.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
You got a future good friend. You know, that's what I really look forward to. A good
somebody that will,
at least for some period of time, you know.
Yeah. And they'll go away as you know, they'll find their own people and all that, but they'll always come back that, you know,
for some money,
your boy.
Place to stay.
Your boy.
Some
it's your
things,
boy.
I've been listening to a lot of Louis C.K. on parenting because he's got a way of talking about it. He's like, I love to take my kids. I used to hate going grocery shopping, but now that the kid is like old enough to like know things and stuff, I I like pick up a watermelon, put it on her lap, and he's like, "Look at that, it's a fucking watermelon." You never seen one of those, have you?
I love it.
You know, and she, he got to see her be like, "Jesus, watermelon, what's that?" You know, like you get to take them out and show them
the
world. You know,
and that doesn't really end. I have a 22-year-old son.
Yeah,
to this moment.
Uh huh.
When we have conversations or when we're hanging out together, mm-hmm. I can still see that second where he's like, "Dang, Dad still knows a couple things." You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, cool. Until he's what, 25, he's not even really actually developed fully, and
he probably now as a 43-year-old man, I've really recently remembered I am actually 43, not 42.
Are you still having birthdays?
Oh, did you age a whole year?
Yeah, like, without even knowing it. Yeah.
Oh, 43.
You out? Bye. All right, lock us in.
Yeah, lock us in.
Oh, okay, cool.
Okay.
Sorry. So I thought you was leaving.
Yeah.
But I don't forget what I was saying.
Well, I love these baby stages now where, like, Mariah's crawling and, you know, she'll follow you around. I love, like, the little things that I didn't think I'd be able to appreciate. I really do. Like, she learned the other day to clap. You know, and man, like I'll spend an hour sitting there with her, just clapping with her. You know, we all get excited. We go, yay, clap with her. You know, she loves it. I love it. It's just stupid little watching someone like learn everything for the first time. It's pretty wild, you know, and all these things, you know, we take for granted as an adult. We just don't even think about it anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. We scoff at.
Clapping. Ooh, clapping.
Who cares about clapping about anything anymore? Yeah. But you're right.
Can't wait.
She learns. Boom. You're clapping for an hour, having the best clapping fit of your life.
Yeah. And you get to be
like,
the
I was going to go get high.
Yes.
But no, now I'm going to clap with my daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's a whole other high of itself.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Seriously.
Oh, for sure.
To see her.
Pill, but
okay, then, I go
past. Only a Xanax.
Only a Claritin. No.
Yeah. Yeah, as a dad, what are you, the best you can hope for is like half a Klonopin that your doctor prescribed for your back pain?
Yes.
Well, I got the baby the rest of the afternoon. I'm just driving headache. I'm not sure if I should take any ibuprofen. That'll throw me off.
Cloud
my judgment.
Right.
There's been a few hours, you know, where I got him alone and whatnot. And those are the hours that I'm like most worried. I'm definitely anxious, you know, but in a good way, right? Like swaddled him the first time yesterday. You know, because
like rolled him up in a burrito style.
Pacifier, plugged him up, and then just put him in the crib.
Papoose.
And he fell asleep. I papoosed him.
You.
Yeah. I was straight Nate dog. I was Native American. Wait a second. So take the papoose.
And, Nate tie.
Yeah. And, you know, left him in there. But of course, I put him in there to try and be like, all right, now, you know, get some dishes done and clean up a little bit or something.
Maybe a little editing.
Maybe a little editing. Maybe make some bottles.
Uh-oh. You know? Father's stuff.
Couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Couldn't do it. Had to, every 15 seconds, had to go and like look at him again and make sure.
So he wasn't demanding your attention. You were just going back and checking.
Yeah, he was sleeping. I had to like make sure his, you know, his breath was going because it got me all concerned
about. Poke him
about,
a little bit.
And, yeah.
It's almost too cute, bro.
Yeah. No, I'm ripping this off. There we go.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I can feel my full. Am I too loud now?
No.
Mic check? All right.
You good.
I haven't felt confident with this thing. Now,
sounds crisper.
Yeah. but I.
Like raw, he's raw dogging.
Yeah,
it now.
I took the condom off the microphone. But what was I going with? Oh yeah, they got me all. I'm all worried about this SIDS.
Oh, sudden infant death syndrome.
Yeah, which sounds really scary. Like,
can I go out
spontaneous
on
combustion? No, you nailed it.
I think SIDS is less prevalent than it actually is.
Probably.
And by that I mean I think it is said to be a cause when neglect could possibly be a role.
It's a terrifying thing, so it's easy to be blown out of proportion,
exactly.
I think.
I 100% like agree with you, Jay, and I don't care who hears it. Everything I read about it, it's like, we don't know what happened. I'm not going to blame or fault a parent.
No, I would never.
But like at this current stage, anything happens with that kid, I know about it.
Exactly.
There's nothing going on in his life where I'm like, I don't know what happened. You know, and it's got to be during sleep and this and that. So the more I read about it, the more I'm just like, yeah, just keep an eye on your kid, I think is the number one thing. Now,
don't
I know,
put a baby that can't turn themselves over on their back, on their on their front. I'm sorry.
Right.
Always put them on their back.
Right.
I mean, I'm the only thing that I've heard that has like sounded like it's rooted in some kind of science or studies or something. Uh-huh. And I'm just hearing the second half from a friend who said he read an article that said that some
that's
kids.
That's a lot of.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Take this totally sure. with a grain of salt here.
Yeah.
But it said that
it's not admissible in court. In other words.
No, cannot be used as evidence. But that some kids lack the gene or whatever the mechanism that wakes you up when you stop breathing when you're sleeping. You know people with sleep apnea, they'll wake themselves up.
Right. Yeah, right.
You know, or if you ever found yourself waking up suddenly because you stop breathing or whatever, yeah. You know. I guess this article from what he was telling me suggested that some kids lack that ability, so they'll just die because they stop breathing in their sleep and nothing and that trigger doesn't happen. And I mean, mm-hmm. for a little infant, I don't imagine, you know, an adult, like if any three of us here really wanted, we could probably hold our breath for 2 minutes, you know.
Yeah. Right.
Jay, I'd probably give you longer than
maybe.
That
not now.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, I think each way, a minimum week of 2 minutes, I don't right. know what a little newborn or infant could do. Probably not that long.
Tiny lungs. Yeah.
I'd imagine,
tiny lungs. Yeah,
yeah.
It wouldn't
and,
it
and they need more oxygen in and out quicker. Yeah. If you think yeah. about a respiratory what do you call it, a heart lung bypass for an mm-hmm. infant versus a human. A human's going.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
A human's going pop, like, pop 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 pop.
Yeah, yeah. They do. They pant
they
like
have
dogs.
To have it.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the thing. I mean, like, probably SIDS probably happens enough that it makes sense with like random DNA mutations. You know, where it's like, you know, you create an egg or, you know, like a new cell is in your body, right? That is going to turn into a whole bunch of cells, and every time a new cell happens, the DNA gets split in half and random mutations happen. Yeah. That's
right.
The idea there, right?
And I was talking about the fact that early on mm-hmm. when SIDS was the cause, quote unquote, the cause of death for a lot of infants, early on they found out that it was actually a baby that was placed on their belly in a woolen style bed sheet or crib sheet or whatever, and that wool holds carbon dioxide.
Yeah.
So if they're breathing on the wool in the same spot, they're eventually just going to get carbon dioxide.
Yeah.
So there that and that was the quote unquote SIDS of the 90s.
It's probably a catch-all term for
that's
a
what I'm saying. That's
fibromyalgia for kids.
Yeah, you know,
great
and
point.
You think probably
that's a horrible thing, but that's a great point. Yeah.
SIDS probably didn't happen like way back in the day. Let's say like pre-agricultural societies, like hunter-gatherer societies, mamas held their babies all the time.
Yeah. Exactly.
They would know the second that baby didn't stop breathing for 5 seconds or something, you know. Yeah. That's maybe even more of a modern thing. And I don't know.
I'm
totally talking out of my ass here. Like,
me too.
SIDS could have been around. I mean, people are going to be like, you know, guy could have wrote a paper on it in 1750 and been like, SIDS. It's like sometimes babies just die in their sleep, you know.
I put my baby down to go and mix up my homemade sambuca or whatever, kombucha. What is it?
Kombucha.
You know, I guess we're attributing it to hipster.
I had to put up my man bun to get
I had to get my man bun. What was I supposed to do? And that's such a dumb thing about SIDS is that's why it's scary. It's not like avoid this, don't do this. I mean, there's certain things, like you said, don't put baby on your belly and whatnot.
There's a lot of uncertainty. Like,
It's just sudden infant death syndrome.
That's great. And that's crazy to think of.
Yeah.
My kid could die of SIDS.
Yeah.
It's like up there with spontaneous combustion.
Yeah.
It could just happen in any moment. Lightning comes through your roof and strikes your baby.
A bunch of Mongolian barbarians just storm into the house. Yeah. SIDS. Infant death syndrome.
Cats. Like,
it was very sudden. Yeah. Cat lays on his face.
Yeah.
That's it. That's SIDS.
SIDS.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we're dropping them. That, you know,
And it might be just, Caitlin was telling me she read a lot about it. And I guess that maybe the rates are decreasing, and it might just be proper education too. A lot of because again, if it is a catch-all, it could be a genetic thing. It could be I have seen cribs with newborns in it, and it's full of toys, and stuff. Only because the parents are just as kind as can be, and they're like, I want my baby to have all the things, and then the kid chokes on the foot of their toy bear or something. Uh-huh. And now it's like don't have anything in the crib.
That's true.
We just now started putting a blanket around Mariah when she goes to sleep.
Yeah. Even with the twins, 2000, twins were born. At that point, it was early on. They were talking about please do not put anything in your crib with the babies. Mm. So you're right. It was a wrap them up in a papoose, set them all by themselves there with their pacifier. That's it.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
But then, and like in the 90s, swaddle a baby, SIDS. It causes SIDS.
Exactly.
Now they're like, oh, you want to not cause SIDS? Swaddle your baby.
Swaddle the baby.
I mean, it's just.
Exactly.
It's, yeah. And if
it's like COVID.
Dude, isn't it just that, like, some babies, just like humans, they just die? Like, like something happens, you
know?
And it's, that's where you get that. Like, everything will kill you or cure you nowadays. Eggs, bad for you. Eggs, good for you.
Right.
Like, you can read an article on just all opposite.
Avocados.
Yeah.
There's three articles. One, two, three.
Yeah.
Great. Best thing ever had.
Yeah.
Don't eat them.
Yeah.
Well, you could probably live off them.
Yeah. They don't really aren't as nutritional as they say.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then, I've got this Mobile. This Mobile, man. You know, ain't no Birmingham here. I'm a Mobile. And it's spinning, right? It's got these Cat in the Hats that hang off of it. Well, I go to put him in the crib yesterday, and one of the Cat in the Hats is in the crib. Fell off. So I'm about to just break that thing in half and throw it out.
Kill my baby.
Right?
Cat in the Hat just drops down like a, you know, like a ninja.
Trying to throw SIDS at your kid.
Yeah. Like right into his, you know.
Spreading SIDS all over the place.
It reminds me of Suds from
SpongeBob.
I got a case of the Suds.
Yeah.
How did the thing just slip off? Is it on a hook or something?
It's like, so it's a slit. And the thing has a knot.
Yeah.
You know, like it's a, so it's a Cat in the Hat on the end of a ribbon.
Catches it,
The knot catches the wait, knot catches the slit. And there's a small hole, so as it spins, it might be working towards the hole and then just slip out and just boom, right into, you know, just
you could probably
lock them off.
Sue.
I was going to say, you should probably sue now, actually.
Yeah, before like
before it happens.
Yeah, before it happens. Yeah.
You never know. Some other child might have already had one fly directly in their mouth.
Yeah.
For punitive damages.
Exactly. You keep any other child from being harmed from these terrible instruments, you could be a save. You're not all heroes wear capes, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. I just feel like I feel terrible about what I still laugh at. I thought I would be like the kind of guy I'd be like, no, Jay, not funny.
It's okay. You
know? No, it's hilarious.
See, back to what you were talking about as learning to become a dad.
Yeah.
All of a sudden you don't give a crap
about
most things.
Yeah.
And especially hurting somebody's feelers.
Right. Especially his. He has none.
Well, I mean, you know, that you will kind of tread lightly a little around his feelings once he becomes feeling aware.
Yeah. I don't think he's an asshole.
No.
I like calling him one.
But and that's what I think is hilarious about you two with people that may not know. Maybe this is the first episode somebody has joined. They're like, oh my gosh, can you hear how he's talking about his child?
Yeah. Call CPS.
It's like, listen
or
to
a CPA. Sorry.
Yeah. Listen
to
like four episodes.
I listened to a podcast the other day. Well, one of the old ones. I'm sorry.
You good?
Where Tyler was like, yeah, someone needs to call CPA on that family. We're like, well, was a kid been evading taxes or something? That was a good one.
Yeah, but listen to the past of
All of them because we are all smack talkers of our children.
Yes, and worse than what we're coming across as right now.
Definitely. Oh yeah,
I love telling on the radio about how I think that my dog has taught more to my baby than I have. Yeah. I mean, she like pants, bites at your ankles when you walk by and stuff.
The baby or the dog?
The baby. Chews on things. She's worse than the dog is.
Yeah. That's where
all the things I beat out of the dog, now the baby has got. And she's more resilient.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Luckily, she can't tell on you though yet.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. You'll get in trouble.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Don't tell mom.
Bring her to get daycare for until the bruises heal.
Exactly.
Well, that's a
top of the head, they can hardly see bruises.
Yeah.
Phone books, man. Oh. Don't leave. Oh, no. You got like just a flood of kids coming.
Oh, yeah. It's all day long every day.
All day long, yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's the angel tree. So people come in and they adopt kids that are less fortunate in the area.
Right.
And then they go and then they make sure that they go purchase for them and stuff.
Right.
They're not just putting their names up on the list to be taken.
No, let's hope not. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. No, they
some
definitely
good families
are
coming by here.
Totally. Yeah. They're still hanging out front?
They're waiting for us.
They'll notice that we're not answering the door for them eventually.
Just don't move.
Yeah. Let's just pretend it's a one-sided mirror.
I'm going to turn the lights off real quick.
It was installed the wrong way. They can see in here, but we can't see them.
Can't see them. Yeah. Sorry, dude.
Oh, my goodness.
Just damn McCurtain County contractors.
Yeah. All right, they're gone.
Man. But,
kids.
Yeah, kids.
Somebody's not getting a Christmas now.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Oh, sorry.
Hate it for you.
Yeah, but...
sorry. I love that. Every kid deserves a present under the tree.
Come on now.
See,
come
Jay, on now. Jay does have to be basically Santa Claus on air all day. And then yeah, he gets
you're
to come
a man
here,
about
be,
town.
Yeah, be the Grinch for once.
That's true. Yeah, no, I enjoy this podcast. Oh, you get to let too. Loose.
Yeah. And who knows the future of it?
Yeah.
Considering, what do you mean? Oh, we're continuing.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, we're continuing. I mean,
can we say that for the next podcast? Can we talk about this on the next podcast? Because I got to pee. We're at 50 minutes.
Oh.
So we're not hurting for any time.
Should we just 50 minutes more?
Yeah.
Or 10 minutes more?
Oh, yeah.
Can and you hold in?
I can hold it for sure. I was just letting y'all know where we're going
for next week. Sweet. So, yeah. All right. Yeah.
But the one I had. No. You're fine. I don't, like your buddy said. I gotta be honest. I love Miles. Like I'm obviously a die for him, right?
But
I don't feel that
connection yet. Okay.
Like he ain't on my titty, right? So I don't feel that quite yet. That connection. Like he looks at me like I need this guy,
right?
Like he looks at his mom,
right?
Who's a great mom, by the way. Like
awesome.
I have to give credit.
The props.
Yeah. The major props.
Okay.
Because we were
shout out to Allie one time.
Yeah, to Allie because we were both kids, man. Like I met her when we were both kids, you know, and like
absolutely.
Get to watch this and me too. Like we were grown
kids raising kids.
Yeah, kids raising kids. Yeah. Hey, man.
Next episode of Mari.
Yeah. I'm four. I'm raising my newborn.
Yeah, I'm a 19-year-old grandma. About to be a great grandma.
Hey, there was one of those reasons.
Yeah. Africa.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
19-year-old grandma.
19-year-old grandma.
I think she was 18.
Oh, 18.
Yeah,
right.
18-year-old grandpa.
Much better.
Grandma. Yeah.
I love that.
The grandpa's still like 54. Yeah.
Let's just have as many as possible.
We're going to populate the earth right here in the studio.
I mean, the best way to defeat a famine, right? Just try again.
I remember that thing they were like, in Africa, they've developed new dirt cookies. Do you remember that?
No,
they were
like, what?
They were like dirt cookies. They were like this dirt that they eat for this. I'm not joking. It was dirt that they formed with like salt and vegetable paste. Or whatever into cookie.
Like
that's
Vegemite.
Yeah,
you still got to ship the Vegemite over there.
Yeah, exactly.
But so disgusting.
Don't call
just
it a
mix
cookie.
A little dirt in there. Yeah,
ain't no Oreo, dude. That's dirt. All right, held together with salt and vegetable shortening. Like that's and here in America, I'll get three Whoppers, throw one out the window.
That's like calling vanilla wafer a cookie. Come on.
Yeah, that ain't no cookie.
That ain't no cookie.
Yeah, do you want a cookie? And they bring you like some of that British biscuit.
Yeah, exactly.
Get out of here. But so instead of really like just in the river of emotional connection, I'm just like, I'm there. You know, that's how I feel like I can be.
And that's how you
need to change.
That.
He needs to, I'll make the bottle, as much as I possibly can.
That's how you as a father create that emotional connection, I think. Because like you said, he's already been a mama's boy for however long prior to knowing you at all.
Yeah.
Okay. Not only being carried for 9 months.
Yeah.
So 10 and a half months, he's known his mother.
Yeah.
He's known you for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Weeks.
You know, I mean, so.
A hot minute.
Exactly.
A cup
so
of
this.
Coffee.
Exactly. So now you are building, and this is for any father. I held my children the moment they came out.
Yeah.
But you're right. For any father, I think the connection is created post birth.
Yeah.
You're the new lieutenant in the trenches.
Yeah.
And you got to earn the respect of the men.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And
she's that's the sergeant. She's the staff or the major. She's the sergeant major.
The mama is. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're that new fresh
I'm
lieutenant.
The new lieutenant.
Just graduated college.
Yeah. And he has seen me. In a new trench, like looking at a map, not knowing where I'm
exactly.
at. Exactly. Like I have fired short rounds into my platoon.
That's hilarious.
Why aren't we firing at the enemy? Because they'll fire back.
Yeah. I have been like, hold on a second with a map and a compass and like not looking sure of myself. He's seen me there.
Right.
But he knows the lieutenant, just give him enough battle time and he'll get hardened.
Absolutely.
You know, and, ugh. No, I don't plan on that. I hope not. At least. I mean, we don't know what the future holds.
Oh, Lordy.
I don't know. I don't rule out any futures. But instead of, like, you know, really, like, looking at him trying to nuzzle, and I do it a little bit, but, like, instead, you know, I'm just like, listen, bottle, like, I got it. Yeah. I'm the burping, spit up on me, but big deal. I burp it, like, hand him over, anything I can possibly do. You know, you got the emotional. I'm the pragmatic. I'm the man of action.
Yeah,
you know.
And he may have learned. He may grow to appreciate that. Yeah, yeah. Too. I mean, if you have
that good father figure in your life too. I mean, yeah. We see so many problems with young men nowadays. I feel like, or just men in general. Yep. It's that lack of a good father figure in their life. Where, you know, I mean, at the risk of sounding of overgeneralizing and maybe sounding sexist here, but I mean, with just a mom, it's just going to be a lot. It's going to be a more emotional upbringing with the dad. You're hopefully, you know, traditionally you're going to get a little more pragmatism involved there. You're going to get a little more, you know, hands-on, you know, a good
tough love
discipline
too.
Yes, yeah, yeah. A good structure, you know.
Yeah. What about these new, like, these new guys that might be
the soft dads
who are like, they're wearing, you know, like, I don't know. What are they?
Lavender sweaters, turtlenecks.
Over their leggings.
Yeah, they're blowing strawberry smoke all over the plumes of strawberry smoke.
I read an article on The Atlantic yesterday. I was talking about the rise of the soft dads. And of course, this is The Atlantic. And they're just like, this is the best thing for our society ever. And it's like, yeah, what? If you believe in depopulation. I mean, if you believe in women being like, I don't want anything to do with that guy.
Let's delve into that a little bit. I think there's two sides of this coin.
Yeah.
One is the man, quote unquote, traditionally, ain't the man he used to be.
No.
But you could say that the traditional man today is looked down upon by society. Mm-hmm. So the guy that doesn't see him as the quote unquote self, see himself as the alpha dog.
Yeah.
May feel like he fits into that category a little easier.
Yeah.
And it's more societal. Maybe not here in small town USA, but on the coasts, in a big city, it's very society accepted to be a little softer.
Sure. And that's the thing. It's like, okay, so you're cool with being the beta and whatnot, but, like, listen, I'm no alpha. I'm no, not walking
around. But you are
busted.
In your own way.
Yeah. In your house.
In my house. Exactly.
And around my kid. Be. I don't care who you are. Around the kid, dude.
Yeah.
I'm the alpha, you know?
That's the thing. Like, you can't be walking around your house like the beta.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like our dogs.
Yeah.
Think about it this way. We both, you have a cats, but we both have dogs. I mean, you two are both alphas in your own home, but when you walk in my house, my dog still recognizes me as the alpha. You see what I'm saying?
Definitely.
I mean,
and when I say I'm the alpha in my home, I don't mean to him. You know, I mean, like, any, like, you want to be a beta dude, like, out in public with your, like, I'm still the alpha.
I disagree. I think you are. I'm still the alpha.
Okay, but when I think about alpha, I mean, like,
bite. I see what you mean.
Like, I'll bite a dude in the Walmart parking lot. I'll bite his neck if he's, like, coming to hurt the baby, right?
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
I
like, I'm not
going
to, I'm not going to big boy anybody, but when he's around, then I'm like, I feel like I got to. So, what's this beta thing? Like, you're just going to let.
That's a better alpha, in my opinion.
Yeah, definitely. But. Like, if you're just like, no, I'm fine being my, well, you know, my wife works and I'm stay at home, and like, you're just going to get cucked. You're just fine with it?
I was there once.
Yeah, you were.
I literally was there recently.
Jay Lindley was a beta cuck.
For like 3 weeks.
Yeah. Not that you leaned, did it work?
I leaned into it. Didn't hurt my feelings, none. I was a dad already.
Did Brant come back to town or
something? Yeah, he made me look good. He may look bad, actually.
Yeah.
No, his alpha looking self.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. But, you know, the soft dad.
Yeah.
Oh, the rise of the soft dad and why it's good. Let's just spit on 10,000 years of kids being raised and working out.
Right.
We're here.
Yep.
You know, because, and not, maybe not 10,000, however long, like, even going back, you know, like, strong dudes who provided for their family and did that. The soft dude who's just like, you know what, I need a mental health day instead of harvesting my crops to feed my family.
Can we say it's okay to have
masculinity and it still not be toxic masculinity. Because I believe there is a such thing as toxic masculinity.
We talked about that a couple of episodes ago, right? There's I think that that is our maybe our generation of men right now, is that we can kind of tread that middle road pretty well, where the hybrids. Yeah. We'll go kill the spider. We're gonna protect our household.
Make an income.
Do whatever. But I'm also fine with my wife making more money than me. Yeah. And if she if she wants to take the night off and leave me with the baby, well, damn right, she's gonna get it. You know?
Yeah, I gotta be honest. I was at work feeding the baby the other day, and a few of the guys who work around were looking in. I almost feel like I don't think they've ever fed like their kid a bottle. Mm. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm thinking of the guys you may be talking about.
Yeah. Like, looked at me and were like, oh, that seems weird. Like, like, what are you doing? That's the woman's job, almost. You know what I mean?
And they're the least manly men I know.
Yeah, it's true.
So that is the toxic masculinity I'm talking about. Yeah. The ones that are not men whatsoever, and yet look at a man doing a very manly thing of taking care of his child.
Yeah, no kidding.
And acting as if it's not masculine. Yeah, yeah. That's toxic masculinity.
You're pretending to have a tit with that
bottle. Exactly. No, I'm being a father, bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking come get some. You know.
And that's it's just tough. I'm not like when you say cool being like a little like the I'm just babbling. The middle ground between not being toxic but still having a masculine thing.
Yeah.
The one that makes me like that would be like quote unquote emasculated is I'm sensitive, you know, like bringing the sensitivity to a child and teach them that aspect as well, instead of just like, you know, you could lean into the I'm really mad. I work at the factory, come home, crack a beer. Oh, he's crying again. You know, like, where's dinner?
Better get on
know?
It.
Exactly. Wife, go get it.
Yeah. You know, you don't have to be that. You don't have to be the cuck. You know, you can just, you know, be a man, provide, raise, and then impart some,
some wisdom
wisdom and sensitivity a little bit. Hey, it's okay to be sad.
Yeah. Or it's wise to know you can be sensitive, I think.
Yeah.
It's no good to respect people that are different than you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah, a little empathy.
You know, and
open your mind to a little something different.
I know we've joked about it before, but it's like I'm reading this article and I'm like, it's describing a guy that I feel like is never going to be in a position to have children.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know,
good point. He probably paid for his first time.
Like, what more is there to say? I've met those guys. Yeah. It's like you're weeded out. Goodbye to your gene pool. Like that's gone. You know, like, or not the gene pool is everybody.
Your
right?
last name, if anything.
Yeah, your last name. Yeah, your lineage. You know, died when you handed your balls in a little bit. You know,
find
like, I don't need a lavender fake smoke and whatnot. You know, be also access my sensitive side.
Just making sure, man.
Yeah. No, it's, porterhouse flavored.
No. Nah, man, it's only blueberry lemon ice. It's all good.
Yeah, I got a Pabst Blue Ribbon vape. Or no, that's hipster beer now.
But if you're a dude waiting for the comeback of Zima. Man.
It's called Truly, motherfucker.
You probably.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You probably ain't about to have a bunch of kids.
Yeah.
True.
Oh, I'm fine on a Coors Light. Do you have a seltzer? You know, do you have a hard water? I don't know. Like, it's just not down with that dude.
I need a hard apple cider.
Yeah.
Actually, can we have a bourbon and a pee?
Yes.
Yes.
Sweet.
Oh. Yeah, we'll do it.
We got to wrap it up, though. What we got?
That's true.
I'm looking at that headphone hologram light thing. Dude, I got something like that for Caitlin. Those are so cool, man.
Those are cool. Yeah. At dark, it looks like it's just hovering.
It looks like that right now. Yeah.
It's kind of neat. It's kind of neat. So.
Yeah.
But anyway, episode, what episode is it, can we say?
96 or 97?
Dang.
Good. I'm glad it's not 100. We got to do something for the 100,
man. We got to do something
for 100. We got to do something for the listeners.
No.
Well, that would be, that at this point would be quite characteristic.
Yeah,
but
for sure.
It's about that time of the year for cabin action.
Yes, it is.
I mean, one hundo is a real big
something.
Did we do it for episode 7?
I think so. We're like every 7th episode, we will go to the
And like 49 came by. And then
we were like,
then it was 56.
Exactly.
Yeah, yep. 63. Yeah. I mean, it was just like.
Now it feels like it's not going to happen.
Yeah,
that was such a great time.
It really was. Yeah.
It was guns. was liquor.
It was liquor.
Guns, liquor, and steaks.
It was cold.
Fire. And cold as
yeah,
hell.
It was cold. It was like four-wheel drive vehicles.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, it was...
There was a brutal aspect.
It's way better now, too, so...
Yeah. Oh,
it's even
better.
It's even better.
Yeah, I like the idea that Jay Lindley came in with those boots, and I was like, damn, dude. I never saw, like... You and anything, but you know, like Nike gear and stuff.
Just kicking
and then
it.
Kicking it.
I think you slept in those boots too, because I remember, like, now my mind is the click clack. I love the click clack sound of some boots. I got some cowboy boots. I love this. I do like to say they're like authoritative sound that they make. Totally embrace that sound. I know people who walk gingerly in boots so they don't make too much noise. Embrace the noise.
My father,
that's part of it.
He taught me leave those boots on because you're going to need to get up, especially that cold, every couple hours.
That concrete floor.
Exactly.
Jay Lindley was my father that night.
Yeah.
I felt like I was like,
it's cold.
I got a little cold in the cabin. And then I hear like on the boots and then like throwing a log in the fire. Yeah, and then I'm now warmed.
He felt he felt safe saying. As I nuzzled his.
The sound of those boots equates to survival.
Yeah, exactly. Safety.
Yeah, yeah.
Safety. So nobody's messing with the dude in the boots like that.
Can we go like weeks out now and see when the 100th episode will be, give or take?
Damn, it's gonna be like right about Christmas.
It's gonna be the week of Christmas, I think. Uh-oh. At this point, let me do
maybe
a little
like
research
in between Christmas and New Year.
Yeah, we have to.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's gonna be. I'm trying to think about it. I got to talk to my host of the show, but I was trying to think of taking a little time off that week anyways.
Oh.
Because we have a bunch of family down, and surely that's going to be a chill.
So
chill
do I.
This week anyways. Yeah, that's right.
So do I have a bunch of family.
I listened to a new podcast that talked about where people are listening. So I did a little screenshot of where people are listening from us. So in the next podcast, I want to kind of give a shout out to a couple of the areas people are listening to the Regrettable Podcast from.
Make fun of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Burma? No, it's Myanmar now.
That's likely to change again next week, though.
It will actually be between Christmas and New Year's.
There we go.
The 100th episode.
Well, that might work out well because when we went to the cabin, I feel like it was right about that time, early January.
Yeah.
And then you weren't able to come to it, but the following year, earlier this year? Yeah, before you had the baby, you and I and that other guy.
That's right.
Who never hung out with before. That was kind of weird. Go camping.
He was cool, though.
Yeah, I had a gun, so I didn't feel too bad about it. I wasn't too worried, but the three of us, that was a legit camping experience.
Fun.
Yeah, and you missed out on that one.
I did.
We'll recreate it.
We'll do it again.
Yeah, yeah. I'm super stoked. Guys, we should end this one. Move on. We're going to see y'all next week, of course. Shout out Laura Lindley, attorney at law, our sponsor. Maybe I'll throw a thing at
a
the
thing.
Beginning. You know, whenever I forget. Yeah?
Yeah.
Pat, he is gone. He is peeing.
That
has reached critical mass, and I can't end it now until he does the thing.
I can do it.
You think you can?
Oh, I can do it, yeah.
Oh, no. All right, we'll do it. We're going to see y'all next week.
Peace.
Bye.